Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what it is?
Oh, hi.
What's up?
I wish people could have been like Rob. Are we on? Yeah, we're on. We're hot. We're on.
That's my new radio laugh. What do you guys think? No.
That sounds like something entirely different. That doesn't sound,
it doesn't
like,
sound
a,
like a
no.
That's, back to the workshop.
Yeah, that sounds like you're doing something else. That's
Tom Likas.
That's problematic.
Ooh. All right.
It's a Flash Tuesday, right? Yeah, Flash Tuesday.
Well, I'll get back to working on
workshop that, will you?
Yeah.
You know, put it back in the hopper, spin it around, see what happens. Again, that doesn't sound like a laugh. That sounds like there's some sort of pain.
Well, you know, I just feel like we need a big radio laugh here.
Yeah.
Because I'll go pull that as a
drop. Have several laughs. We have several laughs in the system.
Yeah, I know, but yours is pretty solid. Here, this one. That one's great. But you don't always laugh like that.
No, that was a
We need like an every 5 seconds. Bah, 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 bah.
That was legitimate. That's when you left Comcast in a fit of rage and then a day later had to come back. I love the irony. Like, welcome back, you dumb bitch. Those are the best.
Yeah, see, these are bad.
That's like an evil laugh.
Here's your sick one when you were sick.
Yeah.
That's not big enough. Nah, I mean, you've heard the radio shows, like the big morning show, the morning zoo.
Yeah.
I feel like they all have guys that make 100 grand just laughing.
Ira in the douche. You need like that. Yeah. My daughter.
Everything is funny.
I hate that guy.
Everything.
One of my daughter's favorite movies is the Lego Batman movie. Controversial. Yeah. And she thinks Lego Batman has the best laugh of all time. And she's trying to recreate it. She's funny. She's workshopping her own fake laugh.
Is it a good laugh?
Yeah, it really is. If you haven't seen Lego Batman, again, controversial take, the best Batman. It's not Michael Keaton. It's not Christian Bale. Not Val Kilmer. George. The best Batman is Will Arnett doing Lego Batman. Hands down, best Batman. And he has a laugh that my daughter thinks is the greatest thing in the world. And it is. It's a solid laugh. We'll see if we can. See if you can go find me a Lego Batman laugh.
I bet it's not the greatest thing in the world.
She loves it. She loves it. And I do agree with her. It is the best Batman. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm laughing.
That's not a laugh.
Come on, man. Everything's funny.
But that's not a laugh.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what that is.
You're just not on board yet.
Yeah, it's weird.
When I do it every 10 seconds for seven shows
I'm
in
sure
a row,
it'll be great. Yeah,
pull out your shotgun and finish me off over here.
Although that would be, I'm not sure if that's worth shooting someone over, but you know, people have been shot for less.
Yeah, I know.
Shotgun seems a bit harsh.
All right, I just won't laugh. Yeah, I'll probably just be sad over here.
You okay? God.
Wow. Well, I just want to laugh and I'm being told not to.
Well, you're not laughing, you're just being a douche. Seriously, that already has gotten annoying. To where I'm not going to say a shotgun, but I do have an unopened energy drink and I am thinking about throwing it at you.
How many listeners do you think we're losing?
Please stop.
This is as bad as like rocking you on a Friday. My
God. Please
what?
Stop.
Rocking you on a Friday is bad? That's why you hated it right after you said it.
Can we please, for the love of God, do anything other than what you're doing right now? This is awful.
F you both. You're awful.
I
love that Rob is making fun of Shock Jock Radio Guy right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And it was fun for the first two minutes, and now it's just
And that's
bad.
How it sounds. Yeah. I listen to the morning zoos, man. I listen to Z100, baby.
Weenie in the butt. Oh, for the love of God, stop. Seriously, that is just
that's
awful.
Why they all got canceled.
Yeah.
No, it's still on.
Well, yeah, like in Seattle, but like that's regional now, man. There
no,
used
I
to
heard
be like
on, oh, really?
Well, yeah,
they're all farmed in now.
Oh, yeah, that used to be like, oh, Winnetonka, like Minnesota or whatever stupid little town would have their own little morning crew. Now those are long gone. So.
All right. Well, what
the
do you guys
healing
do?
Waters of Lake Minnetonka. I like that he just dropped a Minnetonka on us. I did not have Minnetonka on the bingo card.
Where is that?
That would be in Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah. I don't know why I know that Lake Minnetonka is in Minnesota, but it is the land of 1,000 lakes. So.
Was that in a movie?
Where did Link... I think that might be a Chappelle show sketch. I think he was doing... When he was doing Prince playing basketball, I think they purified themselves in the healing waters of Lake Minnetonka. I believe that's probably where that is stuck in my head. And by the way... That may be made up, but I'm going off of the fact that Dave Chappelle did research and found that indeed Lake Minnetonka is somewhere in Minnesota.
I see it on the web here.
Yeah?
It's in a Prince song.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
He's from Minnesota. So
makes sense. Well, he was. Yeah. Was. He's not alive anymore.
Well, I mean, he probably still is. He's probably buried there. So look at that. Chappelle with some cultural and geographical reference in his sketches. And that was one of the Eddie Murphy True Hollywood Stories. Those... Chappelle wasn't around for very long on that show. That's some of the best comedy of all time. Like that, he had like a 3-year generational run during Chappelle's show with some of that stuff. Yeah, they had pancakes and went to Lake Minnetonka. Game blout. Please stop. It's just bad.
Yeah. Feeling feisty today.
Yeah. I'm in vacation mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like the last week of school.
God. Yeah, it kind of is. I don't even know why we're here.
Well, probably because
it's not like anything's getting done.
Well, it's our job. We got to talk about that hot Niners-Panthers game.
A ton of people out on the road, so they're there to listen to us. Yeah, traffic sucked today.
For whatever reason, just came across my timeline. This is what slow, like my... I have like a sports news feed on Twitter. You know, you can just follow groups. And it just popped up a before and after of Grady Dick.
Oh.
Apparently Grady Dick is now huge.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Yeah.
Like, I saw him the other day.
That right there is what sort of day it is when it's breaking news of at the arms of Grady Dick.
There's a lot of news today, but you know, I mean, some of it.
Hey, when that's your last name, you got high T. You better look like you got
Grady
high
Dick.
T.
Right?
Got some coach news.
He leans into it, Grady Dick. Always has.
Yeah, didn't he?
Great Jayhawk.
He did the jersey swap with
guy named
Black, right? Yeah. His last name was Black. Yeah. So, But he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. Of course he did.
Well, again, you're Grady Dick.
You remember his outfit for the NBA draft?
Yeah, he wore like the ruby slippers, right? Yeah.
The whole outfit was ruby.
When a whole Wizard of Oz thing happening for you there. Well, apparently now he's gone. He looks like Carrot Top. He's like huge. Looks like he's put on like 30 pounds of roided muscle.
MVP?
Grady Dick?
You think?
Probably not, but you know, something like that.
Something like that? What does that mean? Like a comeback player of the year?
I don't think he was hurt. I think you have to be hurt.
What else can he win? Sixth man of the year, or does he start?
I'm not familiar with the role right now that one Grady Dick is playing.
He's only averaging 7 points.
Yeah, so I think you're
What about like hurting. Supporting?
I don't know, best arm curl? I don't know, like best preacher curl in the NBA? What else is he doing? Like, I don't think that's necessarily necessary to be a good basketball player is to get all roided up, but maybe.
Last year he averaged 14.
Oh, well, see the
muscle. Maybe he will be comeback player of the year.
So he got all muscly, decided to suck, and then he'll lose all the muscle and then, you know, go back. Please don't.
What would you do? Would you still be here if you got paired with a guy that had that laugh?
No, I'd probably end up getting fired because eventually.
In 2005.
I would ask him to stop nicely.
Well, but that's his laugh. You can't just change a guy's laugh.
No, I can ask you to not laugh.
Yeah. Oh, not like not laugh.
Well, there's a difference between laughing and what you're doing. If that was legitimately your laugh, like our old boss Kim,
yeah, had this is obnoxious.
She had a laugh that was
awful.
It was a lot of laugh. Scott Roddy used to work here. He had
horrible.
A big laugh.
And by the way, Scott Roddy's laugh, that's a fake laugh.
Well, he laughed.
And you
that.
Know it.
He laughed that.
He's
way.
Radio guy. You can hear him from his office down. He's since moved.
Sure,
you could hear him laughing.
But it's
like in the we'd be in the studio doing the show, and I could hear him laughing from his office yeah, outside the studio. Yeah.
So you can ask someone politely to be like, "Hey, man, I appreciate it. You have a big boisterous laugh. Like, don't be on 11. Like, take it down, and not everything is the funniest
you know
thing in the world."
I don't think people can do that though, because I know. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. I know 4 people with giant laughs.
Yeah,
and none of them could ever alter it.
Huh. Well, I don't need you to alter it. I just need you to be somewhat look. Again, you can alter the volume of it. Not every laugh is the loudest laugh
they
known to man.
They don't, though. They don't.
Well, then it would be only a matter of time before I would get fired because I would, after asking nicely several times, my temper would get the best of me, and that's when the energy drink gets thrown at someone's head. And then I would, yeah.
Yeah. You can't do that.
I've worked hard over the years to control that. I used to have a bit of a lash out. And
no way.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. You know, snap a bottle and
what?
Whatnot, but... I think if someone, if I
was a lie.
If someone was doing that deliberately, yeah, it probably.
Well, it'd be like if you did a show with Scott Roddy.
Yeah, that would be rough.
I mean, bro, you know his laugh.
Yeah,
it's like that every time. He laughs at everything.
I don't think I could do that.
What if you did a show with Kim and Scott Roddy?
Not sure that would work.
Well, anyway, that,
and at least I
wouldn't
be
sober. Let's just put it that way.
I'd be self-aware enough to know that I should probably go find another gig. But of the like of the people, if you wanted to get me fired, I would probably be the easiest person on the station to get fired. You could do something that eventually would get underneath my skin if you just kept poking at it that cause a response.
You're an easy bear poke.
Yes. Yes.
Who would be the second easiest bear poke?
That's
tough.
That's tough.
Maybe Danny.
Is he?
Yeah, I think you can bait Danny.
You can bait him?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He might get it, because I guess he can get a little loud, right? A little yelly?
Well, I don't know about that, but yeah. I can see him,
yeah.
You know, not letting... It's about letting things go.
Yeah, I can see that.
Just eye-rolling and moving on.
Yeah.
He can't do that.
That's true.
So, yeah. Oh, I'm glad we solved that.
Yeah.
There's that Batman Lego laugh.
Oh, is that it there?
Yeah, right there.
This is... My daughter loves that. She thinks that's the best fake laugh, and she's trying to cultivate it. She wants to Lego Batman laugh. And you should go watch those movies. They're great.
Well, I won't watch the movies, but I do like the laugh.
Yeah. They're really good. They are. The Lego Batman movie, those are some of the best comedies over the last 10 years. Well done.
All right. Well, big show. Big show. All right, let's get serious, okay?
Can we?
Enough of the fake laughing, okay?
Sure.
I'll get back in the workshop. Wasn't my finest. I'll bring a better one tomorrow.
Thank you.
Okay? You're going to love it.
Yeah. Wait, we're going to do this tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it every day until I get my... I mean, I think it's what the show needs, don't you?
God. I'm going to be sick tomorrow. I think at some point I would get up and leave the show knowing that...
What? You trying to get me to bow out of applying for this job? Is that what... Like, I don't want you.
Oh.
I had to do that. Like 2-3 weeks ago, I was at a place and I was losing my temper and I had to walk away. I had to leave.
No way.
Yeah, there may have been a storm out because like I could feel the tension rising in my body. And at least I've gotten to the point where I know that that's what's happening and violence is around the corner. And so I've learned now at that point to just remove myself from the situation. So if you just see me on camera get up and leave, realize that the raw fake laugh has officially gotten to me, and it's time to go sit outside, sit a few plays out.
Do you have your evil laugh?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the scheming laugh. You're up to something.
And then you have your AIDS laugh. I don't know why it's called the AIDS laugh.
Must have been talking about that.
Pretty rough.
Something. Yeah. Mm.
Mm.
AIDS laugh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's mislabeled, I think.
Ah!
All right. Well, let's start with the coaching carousel.
Let's do it.
You guys want to do that?
Ah!
Okay. Oh, we do have a college football coach hire today.
Yeah, we do.
It's not Lane Kiffin, though.
No. Well, Lane's not happening until after the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, but right after the Egg Bowl.
Right after, I would assume. Well, I'll tell you.
That's a weird situation.
That is so weird.
Isn't that unprecedented?
It is baffling to me that they are doing this.
And they just keep asking.
Which means, by the way, he's gone. Like,
yeah, I think he's going to LSU.
Oregon State, right? They're supposed to have one this week. So it sounds like we're down to three candidates there.
Let's start there, okay? Yeah. All right, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if I can't do it myself, I'll just rap with it to Hall & Oates. Yeah?
It's no longer Hall & Oates, though, right? It's just
This is Hall & Oates. Come on, Private Eyes, baby.
Yeah, they hate each other.
I love Hall & Oates back in the day.
Well, you should.
One's better than the other, and it's obvious. And
Well, that's all right. That creates tension. So yeah. Nice little pair.
Simon and Garfunkel. There's always one.
Well, let's start with the coaching carousel, where we have a hire today. Mm-hmm. Finally, one team got tired of waiting.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, some of these guys are in the midst of a possible college football playoff run.
Well, yeah, most of the good coaches that people want are right in the middle of a college football playoff run. I don't think anyone cares about that.
Apparently not.
It's just like, you know, business as usual.
I guess you know you're not going to. And it sounds like in this case, they may let him finish the run here.
Yeah, which I don't know if that... Okay, so it's Oklahoma State.
Yes.
And they've hired Eric Morris from North Texas. Mm-hmm. He's the guy we talked about who found Cam Ward.
Yeah.
He's the guy who has
Mateer.
He has Mestemaker there at North Texas who will most assuredly
probably go with him. Yeah.
And he's really good. And so he's like a quarterback whisperer. He finds them off the scrap heap. There's something about him where he sees guys that nobody else wants. Because remember, Cam Ward initially was not, I think he was like a zero star recruit or
something. He was an Incarnate Word guy, and that's where.
That's where he saw him.
He was at Incarnate Word, and then he followed him. He got hired and brought him with him to Washington State, and now here he is at North Texas.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a good hire probably for Oklahoma State. I don't know.
I would think so.
He's done a good job at North Texas, but they're in the middle of a playoff run. They could be in the playoff, and I guess it just doesn't matter to – I mean, because he said if North Texas makes the playoff, I'm coaching.
Yeah.
I guess Oklahoma State's like, yeah, fine, whatever.
Well, I mean –
What are you going to do?
It is weird. I mean, Lanning was hired at Oregon, and now he wasn't the head coach, but Lanning kept going. I think they took away his play calling duties, but he coached in the national title game, and he finished it at Oregon. Yeah. So I think it's a little easier if it's a coordinator as opposed to a head coach. But, I mean, I get the weirdness there. Like, if you're North Texas and you let Eric Morris around your program, I'm assuming at this point he's recruiting the roster to go with him to Oklahoma State. Anybody that he really likes in his recruiting class. So I totally get if North Texas is like, dude, get out of here. Or do you take the approach of, thank you, you know, this is a chance to have a really special season and we want to see this through. I'll tell you right now, if I'm Ole Miss And after the Egg Bowl, Lane Kiffin says, I'm gone to LSU. I would tell Lane Kiffin to go F himself. You are not coaching in the college football playoff. I'm just not. I would not let him finish that run. North Texas, it may be slightly different, but I mean, I get why schools are like, thanks, but no thanks. Get out of here.
Yeah, the Lane Kiffin sitch is really unprecedented. I mean, I can't think of another way or another time it's been handled this way.
Yeah.
Where
it's bizarre.
You have an SEC coach who's being courted by two other SEC schools, mm-hmm. at least we think.
Yeah.
And also the school that he's at wants him to stay. So he has his choice of three SEC schools, it mm-hmm. sounds like.
Yep.
And they came out at Mississippi and said, yeah, this will be decided the day after the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would do that unless
he's leaving.
It's one of two things. It's he's leaving or they're just trying to put pressure on him to S or get off the pot.
Well, my thing is, if Lane Kiffin was coming back, guys, I'm not going to be the next coach. So, and at this point, I mean, this has been going on for a month. You're telling me in a month's time, and he's already sent his brother, his agent, his ex-wife, who apparently they still kind of, they live in the same city. Whatever else is going on there, I don't know. But the kids, everyone lives there. And so he has sent representatives both to LSU and to Florida, Gainesville and Baton Rouge. It's been going on for a month. The offers supposedly are there. And by the way, your agent was the agent of the old coaches that were there. Like, you know, at this point, if Lane wants either one of those jobs, they're his. There's no more negotiating. Supposedly the offer to LSU is what, $90 million guaranteed?
For how long?
I didn't see that, but I saw $90 million guaranteed. So
wait, I thought LSU said they weren't going to get into the guaranteed money game anymore.
Yeah, until $90 million, right? So if you're Lane, the only thing that makes sense, the only thing is that you're gone. Otherwise, you would just say, I'm signing the extension. I'm not going anywhere. So you're telling me, and this is what bothers me about Lane Kiffin. So just come out and say it and then try to tell Ole Miss, hey, I would like to finish this run. And if Ole Miss says no, then they say no. I mean, that's their prerogative. But this, whatever this horse crap thing that he's doing, this is an embarrassment. If I was a player, I'd be pissed.
Well, I don't understand why the AD then would come out and say, yeah, it'll be resolved on Saturday. Like, why is he buying into that timeline?
Yeah.
You know?
The other one, too, that makes
me... I also think if he were leaving, they would maybe leak it. Like, Mississippi would leak that.
Yeah.
You know, to get back at him. Or maybe they don't maybe they don't want to... look like LSU.
Yeah.
Because LSU is getting a lot of
Lane even said that kids nowadays aren't distracted by this and leaving because they all leave too. So he's even do that. No one's bothered by this because this is the way it works. I mean, I suppose he can come back to LSU, but, or go back to Ole Miss, but none of that to me from an outsider looking in, I have no knowledge. That just doesn't sound like a guy that has any intention of coming back to Ole Miss. And by the way, you better win the Egg Bowl. I mean, you go out and you S the bet against Mississippi State with all this crap going on.
Do you think he'll pick from three hats on the table? Say he's taking his talents to Baton Rouge. That would be, it'd be a good bet if he did.
Look, I just know there's no easy way to handle these things.
No, there's not.
But this way right here, this is a piss poor way of handling it.
I think the thing about him is Lane Kiffin is a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I just don't, he just doesn't march to everyone else's beat.
No.
So I don't know how long it's taken him to make a decision. Maybe he's still trying to make a decision. I would never tell somebody how long it should take them to make a decision, but there are other people at stake here and other people's livelihoods at stake here. Yeah. That said, I don't know. When a coach leaves, I think it's an impossible scenario to look good.
Yeah.
It's just, He is. It would just be classic Lane Kiffin for this to be the worst possible way to leave, yeah. Right? It's like that's kind of on brand for Kiffin. He's just always in the middle of these weird controversies, and not at all. It's not always his fault, but the way the thing went down at Tennessee was wild,
yeah.
And then tarmacked at USC. Mm-hmm. And then the Raiders bit, and now this.
And
it's
remember,
like,
he got basically shoved out at Alabama because he was leaving, and Saban didn't want him to coach the national title game, and that whole thing. So yeah, He just doesn't. He's on the spectrum somewhere.
Yeah.
He lacks a.
Yeah, he doesn't have the awareness.
No.
So them losing the Egg Bowl and him saying, yeah, I'm leaving, would be the most Lane Kiffin thing ever.
Well, and technically, even if they lose the Egg Bowl, they're still going to the playoff. They're 10-1. But I just think if you're Ole Miss, this has to leave you with a bad taste in your mouth. And just buyer beware, man. If you're LSU or you're Florida, this is what you're getting. Although I guess maybe there's not many ways to go up from there, but I don't know, Lane doesn't get the flack that the Brian Kelly gets because he's kind of got that fun-loving sort of thing. But you're right that he certainly leaves a nice little wake behind him, and he doesn't get the flack that
he doesn't care
that some of the other coaches that do this have stick to.
Yeah, because he's kind of in a weird way likable. We like him because he just doesn't. He doesn't march to the same beat, yeah. You know. He just is. He's on social media. He'll say stuff that gets us fired up, and he'll poke and make fun at other coaches and teams. Yeah. He's kind of refreshing.
Yeah, he's a little Steve Spurrier.
That being said,
Mike Leach.
I don't really understand why he's like the bell of the ball.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me. Like, I get it. He's done a good job at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He's a good coach.
Yeah,
but what has he won at?
The key is what's he ever won anywhere?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So why is he so coveted?
Is it just
because of offense? We love offense?
I think we love offense. And I also think there is a lack right now of marquee candidates, right? If I were to tell you or ask you who are the best five coaches in college football, go.
Okay, I'm going to say... Ooh. Good question. I'm going to say Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
I will have Marcus Freeman. I will have Dan Lanning.
Mm-hmm.
I will put, is there somebody obvious I'm missing? I'm going to put Cignetti.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in no particular order. So yeah. How many do I have left?
You got what? One left, right?
One left.
Yeah.
I'm going through the teams.
So herein lies, you've already kind of answered made my point.
I don't think it's Kiffin. Let me just say that.
Yeah. There's not a lot of prominent guys anymore, right? And the ones that are, same thing. They've never won anything. Lanning's never won anything. Marcus Freeman's never won anything. They're younger guys that are not going to be pulled out of their places. So for a place like LSU or Florida that wants to make a big splashy hire.
Maybe DeBoer.
Yeah, you can go DeBoer if you want. There's another guy.
I think DeBoer's really good.
For places like this, there aren't many splash hires that you can go make. You're not going to pull a guy that gets your fan base that goes, oh my God, let's go. Freeman was promoted from within Notre Dame. Lanning was basically an unknown coordinator at Georgia. Cignetti came from James Madison. Where the hell's that? And got hired by Indiana. Like, there just isn't those guys. So Lane right now, Lane is maybe the one name brand coach that is viewed as, quote, elite, even though, again, I asked the question, what's he ever won, that you could probably go get. He's kind of 1-1. So if you don't get Lane Kiffin, now we're back down to a lower tier that doesn't necessarily blow your hair back as a fan base. But I would make the argument that the coach that doesn't blow your hair back is usually the one that ends up being the hammer hire. See Dan Lanning, well, see Marcus Freeman, see Cignetti.
Cignetti was that guy, but... He stayed.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the number one guy.
Yes.
And we thought maybe he would leave because he's only at Indiana. It's like there's ladder climbing potential there.
To be fair, too, it's hard to be the guy when you've done it for 1 year, and he had done it for 1 year.
Yeah, but at the same time, he was the guy. Yeah. Like, that's the hot guy. There's a reason why guys get to the top of the list, right?
Sure.
And Cignetti, you can totally see why. Lanning, you can totally see why.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin, I don't 100% see it. Maybe 80%. But I don't know. I don't get our fascination with him.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, maybe it's just process of elimination. Once Cignetti said, I'm staying, Lanning has said he's staying.
Freeman never took the call.
Freeman.
He's kind of the last of the Mohicans. He's the last of the big name guys that you can yank out of.
I mean, wasn't there a report last week that DeBoer and Penn State were sniffing around each other?
Oh, I have no idea if any of that has any sort of any sort of teeth to it. I mean, the idea that, that DeBoer would leave Alabama for Penn State, at, unless you feel like just they're going to murder you at Alabama, I mean, that's a significant downgrade for Kalen DeBoer.
Well, anyway, Eric Morris hired at Oklahoma State. Lane Kiffin situation be resolved Saturday, and I'm guessing from that point on, we'll have a lot of coaching news.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, too, this week the Beavers are going to hire a coach as well. So it sounds like Paul Chryst took his name out of the hat, which basically means Oregon State decided to go in a different direction.
Well, let's come back.
Yeah, we can talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll give them their own seggy. Yeah. So who will be Oregon State's coach? We'll get to that one coming up next on The Fan. Here's Schultz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I've amended my top five coaches because I conveniently left Ryan Day out.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to put Ryan Day in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Ryan Day, Kirby Smart, Dan Lanning, Kalen DeBoer, Kurt Cignetti.
So none of those guys, with the exception of Cignetti, you thought you could get out of there. He just signed his extension, and he's an older guy in his 60s. Like, and he's only done it for one now, going into 2 years. My point is, there just isn't a lot of those guys to go get. Lane is kind of in his own little category, where he's been very successful at Ole Miss, has never really won the big one, but has done a really nice job at Ole Miss. He has a big brand name. He can recruit. He's kind of a nice face of a program. Gets your fan base excited, sells tickets. And so he's the only guy that kind of fits that mold. If you're Florida or LSU, and whichever one doesn't get him, or if either one, that to the layman's eye, the perception of the next coach you're going to get is going to be such a drop down. And that doesn't mean it's going to be, right? Had you gone and got Kalen DeBoer a couple years ago, he was at Fresno State, it could be someone like that. Last time I checked, Kalen DeBoer did a really nice job at Washington. But if you're LSU and you hire Lane Kiffin and you hire Kalen DeBoer out of it's the Ertz guy who was at North Dakota State. He's now the coach at Fresno State. If you hired him, everyone would be like, well, what the hell? Like, hiring the Fresno State coach is different than hiring Lane Kiffin. And LSU and Florida want to hire that guy. And Lane is really the only one of those. None of those other coaches are you're sniffing. Sark isn't leaving Texas, doesn't sound like, according to him. And if he did, I don't know if that's any different than hiring Lane Kiffin. I think they're in that. It's just that you're not getting any of those guys. Freeman's not leaving for that job. Lanning's not leaving, and Ryan Day's not leaving.
Well, that, and you know, everybody, you know, you always ask the question, well, what is that guy won to be in that on that list or to be so coveted? I mean, if you want to go by that theory,
it's not many.
There's like two coaches you could, three you could hire: Ryan Day, Kirby Smart, or Dabo Swinney.
And here's the other one: Dabo, by far, if we're looking at resumes, the best coach in the country is Dabo. Well, maybe Kirby, but Dabo is not viewed that way. Like, Dabo may get fired next year. I think Dabo's coaching for his job at Clemson, and he is, you know, and that guy's totally disrespected. I mean, if you're LSU or Florida And I looked at Lane Kiffin's resume and I looked at Dabo's resume. There's only one that you should go get. And yet both of those fan bases would lose their ass if they tried to go get Dabo. Whereas if they get Lane Kiffin, they're off, you know, having a happy fizzy party.
You know what I'll say about Kiffin is that at least he won. So after the, I think it was the Florida job opened up.
Yeah.
He won at Oklahoma a few days later.
Yeah.
And I was looking through, ESPN had an article on this. And they're right. A lot of these dudes whose names popped up right after openings.
Eye off the ball, right?
They have tanked.
Yeah.
Or they have not done well. Like Matt Rhule, now he lost his quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's not all his fault. But he lost to Minnesota right after the Penn State job opened.
Yeah.
And that was with Raiola.
Yeah.
Jed Fish lost to Wisconsin 2 weeks after the Florida job opened.
Yeah.
Jeff Brom lost three in a row. And, you know, they upset Miami. Everybody's going, oh, Louisville, Jeff Brom, yeah. Jeff Brom. Well, they've now lost three straight. Sumrall, the guy at Tulane, he got blown out by Texas San Antonio the same weekend the Auburn job opened up, yeah. And he was linked to that job.
Yeah. Lehner has kept...
Drinkwitz, the guy at Missouri, has lost, and again, he lost his quarterback, but yeah. He got him back last week, still lost. He's lost three of four since the Penn State-Florida gigs opened up.
Yeah. And Lehner has stayed the course.
And Brent Key, the guy at Georgia Tech that everybody was gushing over, has fallen off a cliff.
There is something to that. I mean, you talk about it. The most famous one in the NFL was Mike Holmgren when he went and played that second Super Bowl with the Packers. While he was getting ready for that, was negotiating the largest contract in NFL history at the time to go be the coach of the Seattle Seahawks.
And don't forget Mario Cristobal at Oregon.
Oh, that's 100%. I mean, you talk to anyone that's close to that, dude. That dude had 1.5 giant feet out the door.
So maybe Kiffin's staying. You know,
maybe.
Anyway, Oregon State needs coach, and now a wrench has been thrown into that situation because Justin Wilcox is available.
Yeah.
And the report is that they will talk.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a difference between talking and having serious conversations, but when a guy with Northwest ties comes open like that, who's a well-respected guy, I think you'd be foolish to not. And it's not like any of their coaches, by the way, that they're looking at are like the most sought-after candidates in the world that are going to leave and go somewhere else. So... we did hear that Paul Christ, the old Wisconsin coach, took his name out of it for personal reasons. I think those personal reasons are that Oregon State didn't want him. That's, you know, it's like when you see all the time when a kid commits to a different school, that coach, the school that was recruiting, is like, we didn't want him anyways.
Well, if I'm up for a job,
yeah.
And I start reading that another guy is going to be hired,
yeah.
You better believe I'm calling him and like, well, you lost out on me. Bye.
I didn't want that. So it sounds like unless Wilcox comes in at the 11th hour, that you, if you're Oregon State, and that should happen at some point this week, we're assuming, Brett Vegan, who's the coach at Montana State, Tim Pulsic, who's the coach at North Dakota State.
He just got an extension.
That means...
well, I mean, usually when they get an extension, they're staying.
You would think. And then Jamarcus Shepherd, who is the offensive coordinator / assistant head coach at Alabama with Kalen DeBoer. So it sounds like one of those three guys. But you're right. With Pulsic being extended, you would think that that takes his name off the list. Did he take his name off the list, by the way, because, again, he was going a different direction? Because we heard earlier this week that Vegan was in town of representatives and that they were close to signing the deal. So is that where Pulsic then goes back to North Dakota State and says, hey, you know, hey, let's take care of me here, and because it's probably going to be Vegan.
What do you think that guy makes at North Dakota State?
I mean, we can look it up. My guess is $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think. And Pulsic salary. I mean, those are all public institutions, so it has to be public.
$330,000.
Appearance fees, total compensation closer to $4,000. And then with potential salary increases with like playoffs, $500,000. And by the way, they win a national title every year, and they're number one and undefeated this year as well. Fun fact, I believe it's since 2011, North Dakota State has won 10 national championships with 3 or 4 different head coaches.
That's pretty fun. I would like that. I don't know that I would stay there, but for some people, North Dakota State's a better job than the Oregon State job.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
Well, he's staying.
I think that's because Oregon State decided that they were going to hire probably Brett Vegan. Like,
yeah, maybe, but I just think that there are coaches that are just... he just got a 7-year extension today. I just think there are coaches that love that level, stay at that level. They're really good at that level.
When someone's offering, let's say, $3.5 million and someone's offering $300,000 and you're looking at resources, Oregon State, like, it's not even.
Well, I know, but you know he got a raise.
Sure.
So it's not $300,000, yeah, and it's not $3.5 million that he was being offered by Oregon State. So
it's a couple million bucks.
But I get it. The money is very different. I do think there are some guys that are going to look at Oregon State and go, why would I do that? There's a lot of headaches with Oregon State.
Matt Entz, who was the coach before Polsick at North Dakota State, who, by the way, won national titles there, he left to be the linebackers coach at USC.
Yeah. But again, not everybody's Matt Entz.
That's true.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, all these guys are different.
Yeah.
And some guys are just better suited. You know, how many coaches have we watched leave the North Dakotas and the Montanas of the world and it not really go that well for him? Like, go all the way back to, I don't even remember how Craig Bull did. Did he do well at Wyoming?
It was okay.
I don't
think he lit the world on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I do think we're in an era where some, not all, some coaches are looking at these, some of these openings and they're like, I got it good. I like what I'm doing. I'm winning. And it's not always about money.
Yeah.
And maybe if they do make a move, it's for a different opportunity than, you know, if you're winning titles right and left at North Dakota State, mm-hmm, and Oregon State comes calling, I mean, you could easily say, well, I mean, if they're calling me and I keep winning, somebody else will call me if you really want to jump.
Yeah.
So I feel like we are in a day and age where a lot of coaches are deciding to stay put because more schools are committing to them. And understanding their value and wanting to keep them. And I just think a lot of coaches are now saying the grass isn't always greener. It's harder to, you just said it with talking about the top of the line coaches. Mm. It's hard to get them out of where they are. And I think it's still hard to, I think it's sometimes hard to get certain guys out of where they are, even at lower levels.
Yeah. I just think normally that amount of money, the difference between FCS money and FBS money is so great. I mean, it's life-changing security as opposed to making a couple hundred grand.
So how do we think Wilcox fits into Oregon State?
I think Wilcox is a really nice hire. I think he's a very safe hire. I think he would be great blue-collar player development. Again, I think with him, I think you know where the ceiling is, and I don't know if the ceiling is going to be thrilling to everybody, but I think he's a guy that would be there for 15 years. I think he's a guy that would build a program and would stabilize it. And I think he would be a great hire. For some, they're going to want to swing higher than that. And that's fine.
Really? I mean, you think those other guys you mentioned are higher than?
Well, I think the idea is that they may have a higher ceiling. I think if you hire Justin Wilcox, I don't think there's this idea that all of a sudden he's going to become the most dynamic recruiter or that he's going to run this high-powered offense and that all of a sudden you are going to be the bell of the ball. I think with Wilcox, what you're trying to do is you're essentially trying to build year in and year out one of the top five group of five programs in the country. And you're going to be, you know, that's going to be your kind of MO, tough nose, defensive minded, and rock solid bowl game every year. And I think for some people, they want to try to go find Kalen DeBoer. They want to go find the guy that's going to score 50 points and catch lightning in a bottle and challenge for something. And then that guy's going to be gone in 2 or 3 years.
Exactly.
So to me, I think you're silly to not have a conversation with Justin Wilcox and see if he is interested in that job. But I get why people want to go with more of an unknown, younger, up-and-coming sort of thing.
But that guy's going to be gone in 2 years if he has success.
Yes.
So I feel like Justin Wilcox, that I think Oregon State should be doing cartwheels, that they even have the opportunity to get Justin Wilcox.
I certainly would. If you're not kicking the tires and asking if he's interested, and he may not be. He may
close
just
to home for him though.
Yes. So, but you know, he's a Duck and I don't know. And he's coached at UW and he's been to Tennessee. He's been around. In a world full of kind of shady, snarky characters of college football, he is one of the best human beings that
he's kind of a good fit.
He is.
For them.
And I just,
they're just more down to earth.
Yeah, I think he would connect with the fan base. And again, is it the sexiest hire?
Stable.
No, but I just think that's a guy that you could see being there for 15 years and just being rock solid. And for me, I just, if you can get him, I think that is a unbelievable fit.
Certainly got to look at him.
But I just don't know. I don't know where his head's at.
But I'm sure Scott Barnes will screw it up.
I'll say this for everyone crapping on Oregon State, and I get it. They're in a bad spot. now that they're in this new Pac-12, and you look at the other teams that they're competing against, Oregon State will have better facilities, a better platform to recruit from, better NIL. They will be a top five infrastructure facilities group of five team in the country. There's no reason Oregon State can't be really, really successful at their level. You just have to accept the fact that the big time stuff, that's gone. It's just, it's not going to be there. So it's time to rethink and decide what you want to be. And I do think you could build something really sustainable there. But sustainable doesn't really scream sexy to a lot of people. That's like saying, who do you want to marry? You know, I want to marry the guy that, you know, he's a real sensible, tall, dark, and tidy, you know, doesn't really blow everyone's hair back. Or the you know, hey, how would you describe your wife? Industrious. You know, she's a hell of a homemaker, you know, or she's spiritually thin. You know, that's not always like the sexiest thing, but sometimes that's the one that ends up being the best partner. That ends up being the best husband, the best wife. You just kind of, you know, you got to realize she's not going to look like a stripper. You know, that's, but you know, we get caught in our mind and we want that image. All and right, Wilcox won't be that.
Wrap up the coaching carousel thoughts coming up next. And then at the top of the hour, an NFL vibe check after week 12 on The Fan. So Eric Morris goes to Oklahoma State today. Lane Kiffin situation will be resolved Saturday or so they say. Oregon State could be getting closer. The coaching carousel. Next week, the coaching carousel is going to be bananas.
Well, you would think. I mean, like Penn State still doesn't have a coach, and Florida and LSU, whichever one doesn't get Lane Kiffin, they'll obviously have to pivot to something. I mean, there's some decent jobs that are still out there. What, UCLA still needs a job, still needs a coach. And by the way,
you know, Virginia Tech scored.
Yeah, Virginia Tech getting James Franklin.
And it's over and done with, and he can recruit. And it's, you know, you got a leg up.
And now you got the transfer portal that's going to open up in the recruiting class. So it's just the calendar and the way we do all this stuff. It's just, and everyone bitches and moans about it, and I totally get it, but nothing ever changes. It's just, it really is unfortunate that schools are going to get left in the lurch real, real fast here.
Yeah, I think eventually they'll change it, but it's not going to be this year.
Well, imagine like being a recruit and you're thinking about going to Ole Miss, and now you're like, well, I got to decide. When's the early signing period? December 3rd? Something like that?
Sure.
Let me look at see when the early signing period is. But like, you're sitting around, and so
December 3 through 5.
Okay, yeah. So like, you're a week away.
That's why you're going to have all the coaches.
Yeah.
The coaching, the situation this weekend and Monday will be wild.
You're also going to see a lot of like, so
for that reason.
Yeah. And a lot of it is when you sign and then your coach leaves, the portal's open.
Yep.
So Julian Sayin did this. Julian Sayin signed at Alabama and then Nick Saban retired. He was at Alabama for like 2 weeks and then was like, I don't want to be here and I'm going to
Ohio
State. You
think they want him over Ty Simpson?
That's a good question. I think they're probably pretty happy with Ty Simpson.
Yeah, Ty Simpson's pretty good.
But, you know, I bet you Ohio State's pretty happy with Julian Sayin, by the way, too. So I'm saying, like, if I'm getting ready to go to Ole Miss, you're asking the question, how much am I going to Ole Miss because it's Ole Miss and they're paying me? How much of it is because of Lane Kiffin? And by the way, if Lane Kiffin leaves, what staff does Ole Miss retain? Or do they go with? I mean, this is hard for everybody.
I wonder, too, somebody asked on the text line, it's a good question. You know, if you get Wilcox, do you get that quarterback too?
Yeah, I
because
don't know.
That's you're kind of not just recruiting a quarterback or a coach now. Yep. You're recruiting who's on his team that he could maybe bring with him.
Well, like and it sounds like Jed Fish isn't going anywhere, at least right now, even though no one believes he wants to be there long term. I heard from so many different UW people that were like, dude, I could give two Fs if Jed Fish leaves. Just don't take Damon Williams with him. You know, as long as like, and it's true. Like if you ask UW fan, which would you rather have? Damon Williams for the next 2 years and no Jed Fish, or Jed Fish but Damon Williams transfers? They almost always choose Damon Williams. Like it's a weird thing. Like when your coach leaves, does he gut the roster with him? And yeah, I don't know. I don't know was it JKS, the initials for the quarterbacks? I'm not going to try to pronounce his name down at Cal because it's...
Yeah, what's his name? He's a good quarterback.
Yeah, I think it's JKS.
Lefty, isn't he? Isn't he a lefty?
Is he a lefty?
I thought he was a lefty.
you know, the shine came off a little bit, but he came out gangbusters early in the year. And, and you know, he got caught leaving that Stanford game kind of yelling and screaming and bitching and moaning. And so yeah, he may not be back at Cal regardless, but.
Well, he's going to be coveted anyway. So
yes.
Wasn't he at Oregon?
Yeah, he was in Oregon.
He was at Oregon for a while?
I think he might have been. He was an Oregon recruit. I don't know if he may have been an early enrollee for a week or two, but he was an Oregon recruit and then ended up down at Cal.
Is Ole Miss a playoff team without Lane Kiffin?
I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. Like, again, this could, like you're saying Lane Kiffin leaves and they decide to keep their staff?
Yeah, I mean, they might be in Florida State territory. Remember when Florida State was undefeated and then they lost Jordan Travis?
Well, herein lies. If they win the Egg Bowl and Lane Kiffin leaves, yes. If they lose the Egg Bowl and Lane Kiffin leaves,
they might get left out.
They might get left out.
Two losses.
Yeah, with two losses.
Two losses and no coach.
And no coach. Especially if he leaves and takes the entire staff with him. That may be one of those.
Ooh. You know, they were saying a lot of people out there saying that this might be the biggest sporting event in Mississippi State history if they host a playoff game.
In Mississippi history?
Correct.
Yeah, what else does Mississippi have? I mean, there's no pro sports.
Well, I think that tells you that says nothing.
Ole Miss
this
never,
is it.
Ole Miss never won anything like back in the 50s.
They were. I just read an article. I think it was the Oxford paper.
Yeah.
Whatever the Oxford paper is. This could be the biggest sporting event in state history if Mississippi hosts a playoff game.
Huh.
But imagine them doing it without Lane Kiffin.
Boy, that would be so weird. That would just be bizarre.
Has an interim coach ever won a title?
No, I can't imagine that they have. Larry Coker was the closest thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't really.
The year after.
The year after. He's like, I don't give it to this guy. No, I mean, I can't imagine that an interim coach has ever done that. Again, maybe. Because remember, up until now, we never had, like, it was only been a handful of years we actually crowned a national champion. Other than that, it was just voting for people.
NFL Vibe Check coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.